Report: Egypt detains anti-Israel activists marching to Hamas-controlled Gaza. By Amy Furr on June 16, 2025. Anti-Israel activists were reportedly detained recently by Egyptian officials during their planned march on Gaza over aid restrictions. Activists came from 80 countries to participate in the march, the Associated Press, AP, reported on Friday. Their journey came several months after Israel placed aid restrictions on the area controlled by the Hamas terrorist group. AP pointed out that Israel eased those aid restrictions in May. The report continued. The global march on Gaza was slated to be among the largest demonstrations of its kind in recent years, coinciding with other efforts including a boat carrying activists and aid that was intercepted by Israel's military while on its way to Gaza earlier this week. Organizers on Friday said authorities confiscated the passports of 40 activists at what they called a toll-booth turn checkpoint being patrolled by riot gear-clad officers and armored vehicles. They said security forces had begun detaining and using force to remove activists from the area and suppress protests. Video footage reportedly shows one emotional activist who was detained after she boarded a bus and was headed for deportation. Another clip shows what appears to be chaos once the group arrived in Cairo. Israel launched a military operation in Gaza and put restrictions on aid after Hamas terrorists had attacked Israel on October 7, 2023, killing almost 1,200 people, per Breitbart News. In March, hundreds of Gazans marched together carrying white flags and chanting anti-Hamas slogans, Breitbart News reported at the time. In a rare public uprising against Hamas rule in Gaza, demonstrators took to the streets outside the Indonesian hospital in northern Gaza. Footage shared on social media on Tuesday captured a crowd of protesters demanding an end to what they called tyrant rule, with chants of out, 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 Hamas out, and we want to live, echoing through the streets. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation's GHF Executive Chairman Reverend Dr. Johnny Moore told Breitbart News a few weeks ago that aid can now reach Palestinians without Hamas interference amid the group's humanitarian strategy in Gaza. Moore also noted the group had distributed nearly 10 million meals over the course of a few days without having to deal with Hamas or UN aid networks. What the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation has done is prove that the long-assumed trade-off, accepting that some aid would inevitably be stolen or diverted by Hamas, was a false choice to begin with. Aid actually can be distributed without that compromise, Moore explained. The news came after the outlet noted that Hamas and the United Nations have been working to halt the GHF, which is backed by President Donald Trump's administration. The support from the president undermines their power, and Hamas relies on its control of aid to control the local population, the outlet said. On Sunday, the GHF delivered over 2 million meals to Palestinian civilians in Gaza, even after the Israeli attack on Iran, the outlet said. In regard to activists in the Middle East, climate activist and anti-Israel campaigner Greta Thunberg recently led a shipload of fellow protesters to Gaza, per Breitbart News. The outlet said she has repeatedly accused Israel of genocide after the deadly October 7 attack on Israel.